This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Mark Grody has stepped into the studio and put on the headphones and has something to share with the class.
Dave Wannstedt is alive, ladies and gentlemen. There was a rumor going around on something called MTSOOCER. It says, rest in peace. NFL world mourns the loss of former Miami Dolphins football head coach Dave Wannstedt passes away at 72 after a brief illness. Now, what just happened backstage is that Chuck Swirsky, being concerned, heard about this, immediately called Mitch Rosen and said,
what?
And passed along his sympathies. He said, I'm really sorry to hear about Wani.
Oh,
dying
God.
At the age of 71 or 72. And then Mitch was able to patch in Dave Wannstedt and have a three-way talk. Chuck thought it was an AI Wani because he really thought that we had lost Dave Wannstedt. And now Chuck Swirsky, moments ago on Facebook, I personally just spoke to Coach Wannstedt, and he is alive and well and shot a 90 in golf and excited that Pope Leo is from Chicago. That is from Chuck Swirsky, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Wannstedt remains alive. It's a hoax. What a day today has been. But that is exactly what happened. I saw it unfold. Mitch had them all on the phone there. It took Chuck about 10 minutes to believe it, and Wani was... He's alive! He convinced him that he is still with us on this very papal day.
And in this fake news era, we've got to prove it. We're going to prove it right now. We've got Coach on the line.
Oh,
Coach?
Wani!
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Well,
what is happening
on,
to the
I'm
show?
Fixing, you know what? I'm fixing me a bourbon right now. My buddy is right now.
Okay. Are you all right? Are you okay,
hey,
Coach?
What a bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you.
Coach.
Whoops.
Yeah. Hey, let me just tell you.
I'd
be
bad,
90
too.
Today, okay? I'm over at my buddy's house, Sil Basil, and we're going to play some bocce, have some something to eat, and... He's got octopus on the grill. I'm going to have a cigar and drink. And I tell you what, this I don't know. You know, what can I say?
Well, but you're fine, though, right? Like, you're okay, and there's nothing wrong, and you went and played golf, and everything's cool.
Everything is 100% cool. Never been better.
Oh, that's phenomenal, Coach. Hey, while we have you, Coach, would you have been a good pope if you had a chance to have been the pope?
I went to a Catholic school for 8 years, so yeah, I think I would have been.
St. Wani.
I definitely think I, but I'm sure there's just as much politics in that. Or maybe more. Who knows? You know?
I think there's more, actually. Although they got this thing done pretty quickly, so Maybe some forces have come together, but you're right. When you start talking about the conclave, there's a lot of politics that goes into that. And the idea that it's an American pope and a pope from Chicago and a Sox fan, that's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm obviously going to Villanova. I was reading up on him. I mean, you know, I had dinner last year with Cardinal Kupich down at Terry Lefevre's house and Roseanne Lefevre, and our cardinal here, you know, talked about going out there all the time. But I, no, this kind of came out of left field. I had never heard of him or didn't know that he was a major player in this thing, but obviously he was, you know?
Yeah, Coach.
Didn't become a cardinal to what, 2023? Is that, someone tell me that?
Man, your Pope scouting is tremendous, by the way.
Well, I've been to the mansion downtown with Cardinal Bernardine when he was the cardinal. And had dinner at the mansion when he lived there, and I got a little bit of history there with me. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so we're figuring somebody in the Score family has to know the Pope, and maybe it's you, but you've gotten pretty close to some others, but you got to.
Well, if he's a Southsider, between all the Southsiders in Chicago, trust me. Now, the only problem is you realize the list of names that he's going to have that people want to go to Rome and you know, visit with him. Oh, God. That's what I said. Jan says, well, we got to go back to Rome, back to Italy, and we got to get something wired. I says, well, geez, you know, I'm going to be 20th in line. Are you kidding me?
20th would be awesome.
Wani, I'm sorry about your brief death, but you sound good.
You sound healthy.
Sound good. Well, yeah.
Now, how would that happen? Who would do that?
I don't know. It's a place called MT.
Whatever. It's the internet, man. I'm not even sure that we need to. I mean, screw them, Coach. Yeah. Somebody's starting just to get some clicks and have some drama and whatever. You sound healthy and great.
Yeah. Well, I'm serious. I'm sitting here right now with a glass of wine. We're gonna play a little bocce. You see, a lot of my buddies here leave and head north for the winter. You know, they leave Naples.
Okay.
So we're kind of making the rounds here now, and we make the rounds when everybody comes down, welcome back parties, and now we have welcome see you later parties, you know?
Well, I'm glad that this wasn't a see you later party for you, Coach.
Hey, never. Don't worry about me. Everything is great.
Chuck was very worried. Chuck was losing his mind, and that because he's a blessed soul.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, I go to Mass at noon at Holy Name Cathedral right down there. That's where I live, across the street. And Chuck kind of shocked me one day. He was up there doing the readings, and I says, God, I hope if I go to communion, Chuck's not the guy handing me the host. And sure enough.
Why didn't you want him handing it to you?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. Not that I cared, but I said, surely not. And after Chuck did the readings, he worked his way down and started handing out communion. No, Chuck does it all. He's the man at Holy Name Cathedral. There's no question.
Delicious with the host.
Oh, yeah.
So that's amazing. So Chuck's probably our guy.
We mentioned him earlier.
I know. But remember,
he's the guy that's going to be getting the visitation with the Pope.
Yeah, we mentioned Chuck and John Weideman. I think both of those guys are good choices.
They moved it ahead of the class as far as visits to the Vatican. Absolutely.
That means Bill Wennington there, and I want that picture of Bill Wennington with the Pope on the motorcycle.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get
absolutely.
That. Thanks, Coach.
He's
you're the best.
All right. Yes.
All right. Didn't mean to bother you.
You never bother us.
You never do.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hi, Jason.
I'm not dead yet.
Hello.
Sorry about that, Jason.
Chaos. No, it's fine. I mean, am I understanding correctly that Mark Rohde came sprinting in with false news that I'd never heard of from a website that no one was familiar with?
That's right.
And
because
that, is that what we just did?
That's what just happened, man. It all happened before me.
At least got to be on patches.com.
No, that's only for Matt Nagy, for people who don't remember. But I was sent. The boss said, get in there and report this news. So I was only following orders.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm glad Dave's okay. He sounded great.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I like
sounded
it. I like
completely
it for you.
Not dead at all.
I like it for you because you guys have become fast friends too.
I thoroughly enjoyed Dave Watson, and that was right there among my favorite Dave Watson interactions. That was wonderful.
Jason, you brought a lot of excellent stuff to the table today. Please, I look forward to the next animal story, and we'll get deeper into all things bears and non-bears, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good. See you guys.
That was Mark Rohde and Dave Wanstead, who is alive.
Yes.
That was not AI Wani. That was not a recording. That was not drops, although it's going to be turned into drops. And some of the stuff, people who were listening on the stream, they heard loud and clear.
Yeah, seriously. That was angry Wani.
Yeah, I would be angry too. Yeah, I get why he feels that way. And Jason Leisure.